We are continuing in John.
So 我们今天还继续从约翰福音继续讲下去。
So I applaud you that you've continued to persevere with me, certainly those who've been here since August last year.
所以呢，我希望大家能够继续跟我坚持下去。从去年的八月开始，我们就在讲约翰福音了。
I'll be saying the same thing next year.
那我明年也会继续讲约翰福音。
God willing, as long as Jesus hasn't come back yet and or hasn't taken me home.
所以呢，只要耶稣还没有再来，或是神还没有接我回天家的话，我们就继续讲约翰福音。
Okay, John 6:47-59.
So 我们看约翰福音的六章47-59节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die.I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among them, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you.Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died.Whoever feeds on his bread will live forever. Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum.
所以在约翰福音的第六章的第四十七节开始，我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生。我就是生命的食物。你们的祖宗在旷野吃过的玛纳还是死了，这是从天上降下来的食物，使人吃了就不死。我就是那从天上降下来生命的食物，人若吃了这食物，必活到永远。我要赐给的食物就是我的肉，是为了世人的生命而赐的。于是犹太人彼此争论说，这个人怎么能把他的肉给我们吃呢？第五十三节，耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，人若不是吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你里面。吃我肉的，喝我血的，就有永生，在末日使他复活。因为我的肉是真正的食物，我的血是真正的饮料。第五十六节，吃我肉喝我血的，就住在我里面，我也住在他里面。五十七节，正如永活的父差遣了我，我因复活者照样吃我肉的人，也因我而活着。这就是从天上降下来的食物，不像那玛纳，你们的祖宗吃过了还是死了。吃这食物的必活到永远。这些话是耶稣在加百农的会堂里教导人们的时候说的。
A few days ago, someone said to me, said, Andrew, can you make your sermons not so theological?
所以有几天前有人跟我讲说，哎 ，Andrew 啊，你是不是可以把你的讲道不会这么多神学的概念在里面？
You know, I wish I could.
我希望说我可以这么做。
The problem is that John didn't.
但是约翰福音这个约翰写这个的人，他并没有这么做。
So, you know, really, that person should have said to John, John, could you please make your gospel not so theological?
所以我希望那个人当初应该是跟约翰啊，这个门徒约翰说，你可不可以把你的福音书不要写的这么神学的概念这么多在里面
？I mean, when I have a passage like this, I'm kind of like wondering, what am I going to do with this?
所以有时候我想说，到底我们今天看这边，到底我应该要怎么办呢？
You know, eating the flesh of Jesus and drinking his blood.
想说今天要喝吃耶稣的肉，喝他的血。
So one way is by jumping over it.
所以有时候我其实说，有可能就是把它跳过去吧。
The problem is that if we are faithful to God's word, then we believe that it's written for a purpose.
所以如果我们对神的话语，我们相信这些都是信实的，那我们相信神写这边在里面一定有他的原因所在。
And there's a reason why Jesus said these words.
所以我也相信耶稣今天讲这些话是有他的原因所在的。
So if someone said to John, John, please don't make your gospel so theological, John could say, well, in that case, I won't be giving an accurate report of what Jesus said.
所以有人如果跟约翰说，哎，你今天在写这个福音书，写的不要那么多神学的概念在里面的话，那约翰有可能会回答说，那我就没有办法给你一个确凿的、正确的一个报道跟一个资讯了。
And I believe that there are some very important truths in what Jesus just said in the passage that we read.
所以我相信在我们今天读的经文里面，耶稣确实有一个很重要的一个真理要向我们教导。
In fact, one of the charges against the early Christians was that they were cannibals.
所以当时在早期的教会的时候，罗马政府认为觉得这些基督徒们是食人族。
A man called Caecilius, also known as Caecilius the Pagan, brought this charge against Christians.
所以有一个异教徒哦，他叫 Caecilia， 他曾经跟基督徒在讲说，基督徒应该这样子被。
He said, "You Christians are the worst breed ever to affect the world."
他说你们这些基督徒呢是世界上最糟糕的一个种族。
You deserve every punishment you can get.
所以呢，所有应该加到你们身上的那些惩罚，你们都应该要得到。
Nobody likes you.
因为没有人喜欢你们。
It would be better if you and your Jesus had never been born.
所以如果你们这群基督徒跟你那个耶稣从来没有生在降生在这世界上，这是最好的一件事情。
We hear that you and we hear that you are all cannibals.
所以因为我们听到说你们这群人都是食人族。
You eat the flesh of your children in your sacred meetings.
所以在你们的小小秘密的集会当中，你们吃你们孩子的肉。
Well, it's a bit of a misunderstanding there. I mean.Clearly, he didn't understand that. No, it wasn't the flesh of their children who they were eating, but the flesh of Jesus.
所以他那个外教徒啊，异教徒他其实不了解说，并不是吃他们自己孩子的肉，而他们吃的肉是耶稣的肉。
But does it make it any better?
那你讲说这样讲比较好吗？
Then this passage that we just read surely would be good evidence that yes, Christians.Did eat the flesh.
所以呢，在边这段经文里面，其实就是一个很好的证据，说，哎，证明那些基督徒们吃人肉。
It just so happens that to be Jesus' flesh.
然后这个人肉呢，是耶稣的肉。
And his blood.
然后喝他的血。
So what is this passage saying to us this morning?
所以今天这段经文到底跟我们讲的是什么呢？
And how can it be meaningful for us?
那对我们来讲，生命当中如何可以应用到是有意义的呢？
Well, first let us pray.
我们开始之前，我们先一起来祷告。
Father, we need your insight. We need your revelation.
主啊，我们需要你的给我们的洞察，跟给我们的启示。
Help us to better understand your word.
帮助我们能够更了解你的话语的意思。
Lord, we admit that often we are ignorant.
主啊，我们向你承认说，很多时候我们是无知的。
But Lord, we don't want to be filled with the wisdom of men. We want to be filled with your wisdom.
主啊，我们不要所有从人来的这些智慧，而是要从神来的智慧来。
So pray that you would take away anything that might distract us this morning.
主要求你祷告，求你移开任何使我们分心的每一件事。
Help us to be able to focus on what you want to teach us.
求我们能够专心，今天是聆听你要向我们教导的事情。
And pray, Lord, that we would take your truth and live it out in our lives.
主要求你帮助我们今天能够紧紧抓住你的真理，而且还把它活出来。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So.Jesus, how can I have eternal life?
所以有人就问耶稣说，耶稣，我要怎么样有永恒的生命呢？
Verse 47, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life.
所以第十七节他讲说，我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生。
You know, this is fairly simple to understand.
所以这边非常容易了解。
Believe and, you know, you can be saved.
所以只要相信。
You know, this is what many leaders throughout the, many religious leaders throughout the history of mankind have said.
所以很多宗教的领袖们在人们的这一次的历史当中，他们都这样跟人说：“你只要相信就可以了。”
You know, believe in me.
相信我。
Follow me.
追随我。
So here it seems that Jesus is the same thing. You know, just believe in me.
所以耶稣好像讲同样的话，就说：“只要相信我。”
Well, actually, maybe it's not so easy for us today to be able to accept Jesus' words.
但是对我们今天来讲，今天要完全的接受耶稣的话语，确实有点困难的。
Yes, we are happy to believe, but Oftentimes, it's not believing in anyone else, but believing in ourselves.
但是我们高兴能够相信这个概念在我们里面，但是很多时候并不是相信谁，而是相信我们自己。
You know, just have faith, just believe.
所以只要有信心，就相信就好了。
Believe and you can do it.
然后如果你相信的话，你就可以做得到。
I think this is a pretty well so portrayed in the movie that came out, I guess it was over a decade ago, in which, you know, the theme song and what the movie was actually trying to portray actually didn't entirely match.
所以其实呢，在大概十年前的一部电影里面，它其实有讲到说，它的主题曲还有它本身的电影的内容呢，好像一直强调是一个概念，在所谓的相信自己。可是它其实电影本身跟歌是没有办法完全搭了起来的。
So, we play just a short clip from The Prince of Egypt.
所以我们看一下这个《埃及王子》这部短片。
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. There can be miracles when you believe, though hope is frail.What miracles you can achieve when you believe somehow you will when you believe.
So, the famous theme song of Prince of Egypt by Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston.
所以呢，玛丽亚·凯莉呢，曾经唱过这首歌，说：“当你相信的时候，你就可以做到一些事情。”
You will when you believe. Believe in what? Believe in who?
他说：“当你相信的时候，你就能做得到。到底是相信什么？相信谁呢？”
You were moving mountains long before you knew you could.
所以他说：“你可以移山哦。当你今天能够真正去做之前，相信之前，你就可以做到这些移山的动作。”
The movie is talking about how God delivered the Israelites from Egypt.
所以这电影其实在讲说神如何帮那些以色列人能够救离他们脱离埃及。
The Israelites weren't moving any mountains.
那当时其实那些以色列人并没有在移山。
They were moving stones.
他们其实在移的是石头。
To build the pyramids.
他们其实为了这些移这些石头，为了要建造金字塔。
But they were helpless slaves under Egyptian bondage.
但是他们是一个非常这些以色列人是非常无助，被受到这些埃及人辖制的这些奴隶们。
The only miracle that happened was because of the faith in God of Moses and a handful of the Israelites.
所以呢，他们唯一相信神迹，是因为他们对神有信心，借由摩西的手来帮助他们。
And it wasn't the Israelites who achieved anything, it was God who did everything.
但并不是那些以色列人做了什么事情，而是神做了所有的事情。
But, you know, today's philosophy is very much believing in oneself.
所以今年呢，今天我们大家的所谓的哲学的概念，又跟你讲说，那你就相信你自己吧。
You know, believing isn't so hard, but what's hard is it believing.
所以其实说相信并不困难，那相信困难的点是什么？相信神。
But Jesus, why should I believe in you?
所以有人会问说，耶稣，我为什么要相信你呢？
Verse 48, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it.
所以四十八节这边讲说，我就是生命的食物，你们祖宗在旷野吃过的玛纳还是死了，这从天上降下来的食物使人吃了就不死。
Believing yourself is good if it means having good, you know, self-esteem and if it's the opposite of self-doubt.
所以其实呢，如果说你相信自己的话，对没有自信的话，其实是增加你的自信感，同时之间把这些自我否认的概念可以把它给否决掉。
I mean, yeah, believe in yourself in terms of taking responsibility for yourself.
所以如果说你相信自己的话，你觉得你自己就要负责任。
So you believe in yourself that you have the ability and the responsibility to make decisions, and then whatever decision you make, you take responsibility for it.
所以有时候你相信自己，你相信说你自己有责任跟能力去做一些决定。当做这些决定之后的一些成果或是结果，你还要负责任跟做一个承担。
And yes, believe in yourself in terms of believing in your reason and your five senses.
所以有可能说你相信你自己，有可能相信你自己的理由，相信你自己的五个感官的感受。
You know, you can't always be doubting in everything that you see. I mean, it might not be helpful if you spend your life thinking that everything is a dream.
所以呢，其实如果说你今天怀疑你自己，特别是怀疑你所有看见的这些东西，你花很多时间在怀疑到底这些是不是只是一个梦呢？
Did the pastor really said this, or was I just dreaming?
所以这是牧师真的这样讲呢，还是说我刚才只是做梦而已？
No, you need to at least trust what God has given you.
所以你至少要相信神所加给你，要让你相信的。
But if believing in yourself becomes independence such that you think that you essentially determine your own life, then you have a problem.
所以如果说相信自己变成是最终所有一切决定说你自己决定一切的话，那其实这里会有问题产生、哦
The writer John Donne, he wrote, No man is an island.
所以非常有名的英国的诗人叫约翰多恩，他曾经讲说没有人是一座孤岛。
So in other words, no, none of us are entirely independent of other people.
所以没有任何一个人其实是可以跟别人可以分开自己独居的。
You know, you did not create yourself.
所以其实说你没有创造你自己。
You know, you weren't responsible for your own existence.
所以你不是说为了你自己今天存在这些，你自己负这些责任就好了。
And you cannot live if you are entirely independent of everyone else in this world.
所以如果说你今天完全只有靠自己的话，不要依靠这个社会任何一个人的话，你是没有办法活下去的。
But you know more than that, you know, you can't live if it weren't for God who gives you life.
所以呢，再来更重要的是说，如果你今天没有相信神降给你这个他的话语跟食物的话，你也没有办法继续活下去。
And so Jesus here, he destroys any pretense of that kind of self-reliance when he says, "I am the bread of life."
所以耶稣今天摧毁任何那一些大家自己相信自己的那个能力，说，其实我才是你生命的食物。
You know, by yourself, you cannot create bread.
所以他耶稣跟你讲说，藉由你自己，你自己没有办法创造这些食物。
Okay, well, yes, you can make bread, but then who gave you the wheat to make the bread in the first place?
所以你可以讲说，没错，你可以自己烤面包出来，但是谁给你这些面粉跟这些小麦呢？
You say, well, I planted the wheat. Well, who brought the rain?
那你想说，对啊，没有错啊，我可以种植这些小麦，但是谁让雨降下来呢？
And so what Jesus is saying is that, no, if I weren't the one who gave the wheat in the first place, who gave the rain in the first place, if I withheld the rain, there'll be drought.
所以呢，耶稣其实在最初在讲说，如果我不是那个把那个雨降下来赐给你的，不是把那个种子赐给你，让你长出小麦的话，那其实这些没有雨降下来，你什么都得不到。
Do not think that you can depend on yourself. Your whole life is dependent.Upon God.
所以耶稣要跟我们讲说，不要相信说你所有的生命都依靠在你自己的身上，而是你要依靠神，这才是对的。
In fact, we live a life that is determined even by simple things like whether or not there's any bread.
所以呢，其实我们生命当中很多东西取决于我们到底是谁，不管说今天是不是有这些食物可以吃。
You know, it's determined by the life that you were given.
所以其实是给的。你们生命的价值是取决在说谁把这个生命赐给了你。
So in one sense, then we are just like the prisoners in the concentration camp that Viktor Frankl described.
所以曾经我们有讲过说这个维多这个法兰克他曾经讲说在集中营的那一些犯人们他们的一个感受。
They were desperately hungry, looking for food, whilst being given a life sentence in which they could never be free.
所以他们其实这些人在集中营里面，他们非常非常饥饿，其实很想吃，要有东西吃，找东西吃，但是同时之间，他们已经被判了死刑，永远都离不开这个地方。
So who can save us from this kind of situation?
那谁可以拯救我们脱离这样的一个处境呢？
Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
所以耶稣说，我就是生命的食物。
I can give you that which you are hungering after.
他说，其实我可以给你你心里生命中所追求的这个东西。
I can give you what you need so that you can be free.
所以我可以给你所需要的，所以你可以得到自由。
I'm the bread of life.
耶稣说，我就是生命的食物。
But what do you do with bread?
那你今天讲说这个食物你要怎么做呢？你要用怎么用呢？
Verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, Oh, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
所以51节这么说到，他说我就是从天上降下来生命的食物，人若吃了这食物就必活到永远，我要赐给的食物就是我的肉，是为了世人的生命而赐的。于是犹太人彼此争论说，这个人怎么能把他的肉给我们吃呢？
Ever thought about this question?
大家有没有曾经想过这个问题？
No, how can Jesus give us his flesh to eat?
那耶稣要怎么样把他的肉给我们吃呢？
Not quite this one yet.
Still, 我要再回去一下哈。
对。You know, but I mean, what is Jesus saying here?
耶稣到底这边讲的意思是什么呢？
He is saying that I am the bread of life, right?
他说我就是生命的食物。
What do you do with bread?
那你今天说这个食物你要怎么吃呢？
I mean, do you when you have imagine that you know, you're really hungry.
所以假设说你今天非常的饿。
And you arrive home, and there's this newly bought Pasadena Guiyuan bread.
所以呢，假如说你今天刚回到家，一个刚买回来新鲜的那个Pasadena 的那个桂圆面包。
Yeah, it's really really yummy. It's won many international competitions.
所以它非常的好，因为赢得很多国际的一个奖项的那个奖杯。
What do you do? I mean, you're hungry, and you see this bread in front of you.
所以你非常饿，然后你看到这个面包在你的面前。
I mean, do you just stare at it?
那你说你就是白眼这样干干的瞪着它吗？
I mean, do you just like think about it?
那就说想一下这个面包的这个事情吗？
Do you talk to it?
那你跟你这个面包说话吗？
Do you sing about it?
然后为了这个面包唱首歌吗？
Oh, Guiyuan bread, oh, Guiyuan bread, how I oh love you, Guiyuan bread.
所以想说桂圆面包，桂圆面包，我真的是这么的爱你啊。
I mean, is that what you do?
那你真的就这么做而已吗？
No.
不是的。
You eat it.
你会马上就把它吃了。
You're like, I don't care, you know, who this is for. I'm really hungry. I want to eat this bread.
所以你不想说这管谁的，管他的，这到底是谁的？我现在饿，肚子饿，我就是要吃。
And that's what you do with bread, right?
所以你对面包是这么做的，你就是把它吃了。
So, how about when Jesus says that I am the bread of life?
假设今天耶稣跟你讲说，哦，我是生命的这个面包哦。
And you right now really feel that I just lack any sense of vitality in my life.
所以想说你今天生命当中你缺乏了那个生命力啊。
I certainly don't have the fullness of joy or peace that Jesus talks about.
所以说你想说你生命当中没有这个完全丰盛耶稣所讲的这个喜乐跟平安的话。
And then Jesus says to you that I am the bread of life.
当耶稣跟你讲说我就是生命的食物，这个面包。
I give you eternal life.
他说我给你永生。
Fullness of life.
所以是生命的丰盛的生命。
So what do you do?
那你会怎么做？
Well, you eat this bread.
你就会把它给吃了。
Don't you? I mean, shouldn't you, if Jesus says that I am the bread of life, he says here that, you know, I am the bread of life,He will live forever, whoever eats of me. And I will give the life of the world. This is the life I give to the world, is my flesh.
所以就在51节里面讲说，那些呢，人若吃了这个食物呢，这个食物就是生命的食物，他必活到永远。我要赐给他的食物就是我的肉，是为了世人所赐下来的。
It's pretty clear, right?
非常明确清楚吧。
Your bread in front of you, you're hungry, eat it.
所以那个面包在你的面前，你饿了就吃了。
Jesus says that, you know, my flesh is the bread of life. If you eat my flesh, you will have eternal life. In that case, we should make, you know, Jesus hamburger with 100% Jesus meat.
所以呢，我们可以讲说，耶稣讲说，哎，你今天我你的食物就是我的肉，那你就要吃了。那你可以讲说，今天这个汉堡呢是百分之百耶稣的肉做的汉堡。
I don't think the baby is very happy with this idea.
所以我想说，这个 baby 有可能对我们刚讲的这个概念，他不是很喜欢欣赏。
I think many of you are thinking, oh, Andrew's crazy.
那有可能讲说 Andrew 有可能疯了。
What's he talking about?
到底他在讲什么？
Like Jesus hamburger with 100% Jesus meat.
那就说是耶稣汉堡，百分之百是耶稣的肉做的哦。
So do we really eat Jesus' flesh and drink His blood?
那我们想说，我们是真正就是吃耶稣的肉跟喝他的血吗
？Verse 53. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life."And I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink.
五十三节这么说，他耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，人们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。你吃我肉，喝我血的，就有永生。在末日，我要使他复活，因为我的肉是真正的食物，我的血是真正的饮料。”
Okay, so Jesus talks about his flesh and his.
所以耶稣这边讲说他的肉跟他的血
And unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
所以除非你今天吃了人子的肉人子的血否则生命就没有在你们里面
So it really seems to be important that we do what Jesus tells us to do here.
所以耶稣今天教我们这么做这件事情其实是很重要的
Where else in the Bible, where else does Jesus talk about, you know, his fleshAnd his blood.
在圣经里面还有哪些其他地方耶稣提到说他的血他的肉呢
Apart from this passage.
所以除了这段经文以外还有哪里有提到呢
Well, one passage is Matthew 26, verse 26-28.
所以一个部分呢是在马太福音的26章26-28节
Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat.This is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
所以马太福音二十六章二十六到二十八节，他们吃的时候，耶稣就拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，递给门徒说，你们拿去吃吧，这是我的身体。耶稣又拿起杯来，祝谢了，就递给他们说，你们都喝吧，这是我的血，是为了立约的，为了许多人流出来，使罪得赦。
So, you know,From this passage, it looks like Jesus is talking about his body being broken for the disciples and his blood being spilled for the disciples.
所以呢，这边其实就看到耶稣跟门徒讲说，他的身体为了门徒们他们所剥开的，这个血呢，为了他们所留下了。
So clearly, he's talking about his crucifixion that is about to happen after this Last Supper.
所以耶稣其实这边讲说，在这个最后晚餐接下来之后要发生在他身上的这个钉十字架的这件事情。
So yes, he's talking about his death, and so therefore the emphasis is that we need to believe that Jesus died, you know, not because he just happened to be sort of murdered by the Romans, but rather he died in order to save all those who would believe in him.
所以耶稣其实这边讲的是他的死亡除了相信说他的死亡这件事情是罗马人将了大家在他身上另外一件事要相信的是这个死亡耶稣的牺牲其实为了要带给我们所谓的永恒的复活的一个生命
But at the same time then he talks about you know the bread and the wine representing his body and blood and so therefore the disciples should drink the wine and eat the bread which he said is my bodyMy blood.
所以当这些门徒们今天吃这个饼跟吃这个喝这个杯这个好这个果汁或者说这些酒的时候，是耶稣跟他讲说，这些象征的是我的身体跟我的血，是为了你们所做的。
But why should we do what Jesus tells his disciples to do?
那我们为什么要像耶稣跟门徒说的一样，去叫门徒做这些事情，我们相对的也去做呢？
So why is it important for, you know, the disciples to take the bread and the wine, which represents Jesus' body and blood, after Jesus had died and rose again.
所以当耶稣今天已经死了，然后从死里复活了，为什么这些门徒仍然还要持续吃这饼跟喝这杯呢？
In other words, Jesus has already died for us.
那就想说，耶稣已经为我们死了，不是结束了。
You know, he's already been resurrected from the dead.
然后他也从死里复活了。
And so surely we should just believe that Jesus died and he was rose again, and then we'll have life in him.
所以呢，我们只要相信耶稣死了，耶稣从死里复活了，那我们就是重生了。
Verse 54, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
所以54节里面提到说，吃我肉喝我血的就有永生，在末日我要使他复活。
So, in other words then, if we feed on his blood, no, we feed on his flesh and we drink his blood, then we will have eternal life.
所以这边其实讲说，这还是继续吃耶稣的肉，喝他血的，在末日来的时候，他其实会有一个永生的生命，使他复活。
And then at the same time, what he's saying is that if you don't eat my flesh and you don't drink my blood, then you will not have eternal life.
所以呢，这边其实也相对的在讲说，如果不吃耶稣的肉，不喝耶稣的血的话，那一些人就不会有永生。
So if the blood of Christ represents the wine in a communion, if the body of Christ, if the bread of Christ represents his body, then what it's saying is that we need to be taking communion in order for us to have eternal life.
所以如果说耶稣的那个宝血，我们是用那个喝的这个，我们今天讲说我们在我们教会里面我们是喝葡萄汁，耶稣的这个肉呢，我们用这个小小的薄饼代替的话，如果我们不喝血不吃肉的话，就不会有永生。
But then what about those who only go to the basement at BCC when they don't have communion on Sunday?
所以他今天只去地下室聚会的那些人，他们今天每个月没有领圣餐的话，他们要怎么办？
Jesus saying here, you know, if you don't eat my blood, body, if you don't drink my blood, you're not going to have eternal life.
所以耶稣这边讲啊，没有吃我血，没有吃我肉喝我血的，就不会有永生哦。
So it seems to be a problem, but then there's someone else in Scripture who clearly never took communion.
所以其实在圣经的经文里面，其实有看到一些人，他们从来没有领过圣餐的。
The thief on the cross.
但是在那个被钉从这样也是被钉十字架的那一些盗贼们。
The thief on the cross who said to Jesus, you know, remember me when you enter into glory.
所以这些盗贼都跟耶稣说，当你进入荣耀的时候，求你也要纪念我。
And Jesus said to him that surely, surely you will be with me today in paradise.
所以耶稣就跟他讲说，今天从现在开始，你跟我就进入了这个天堂里了。
So, you know, Jesus didn't so like all of a sudden miraculously so like get down from a cross and so like, hey, can you give me some of your wine and your bread? And then, hey, thief, come on, have some.
所以耶稣当时并没有说，他很奇妙的就降到那个十字架下面说，跟他要了一些面包跟那个酒，就说，这个是我的血，我的肉，你快点吃吧，这个盗贼。
And neither was the thief on the cross baptized.
所以这些盗贼在十字架上面，他们也没有受洗过。
And yet Mark 16:16 says this.
但是在马可福音的十六章十六节里面这么说
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
他说信而受洗的必定得救，不信的必定被定罪。
So it seems to be saying that, you know, you need to believe and be baptized in order for you to be saved.
所以这边好像提到说你必须要信了而且还受洗了你才可以得救。
But then the thief wasn't baptized.
但是这些盗贼们他们没有受洗。
And yet he was saved.
但是这个盗贼们却得救了。
But at the same time, it's saying that, yeah, no, you need to believe and be baptized to be saved.
所以这边其实讲说，你要两个都做，要信，而且要受洗，才能得救。
So it seems that, you know, even though baptism and taking communion are really important for one's faith, there are some cases in which even not being baptized and not taking communion, you can still be saved.
所以其实在是我们可以讲说今天受洗今天领洗或是说今天领圣餐是非常非常重要的，但是在某一些情况上面并不是两个东西都可以同时达成的。
So in that case, Why do we take communion?
那如果是在那个情况的话，那我们为什么说我们今天要领圣餐呢？
Why is it so important?
为什么说这个这么的重要呢？
Yes, you can be saved without taking communion.
想说今天对你今天如果没有领圣餐的话，你还是可以得救的。
Yes, you can be saved without being baptized.
所以就想说，你今天没有受洗的这样的仪式的话，你也是可以得救的。
The thief on the cross is a good example.
所以这个在十字架上面的这个盗贼，其实就是一个很好的例子。
But let me tell you something else.
但是跟你讲另外一件事情。
There's no way that the thief on the cross could be baptized or take communion.
所以呢，所以这个盗贼在今天被钉在十字架上面，让他要领圣餐，跟今天要受洗是不可能的。
So the only excuse that you have, if you are a Christian and you haven't been baptized, or you don't take communion, is if you are like the thief on the cross.
所以呢，其实如果说你今天是个基督徒，你没有受洗，你没有领圣餐的话，那我们可以讲说，其实就像这个在十字架上面这个盗贼一样。
Yeah. So in other words, if you cannot be baptized, then yes, God will accept your faith.
所以呢，如果说你今天不能受洗的话，神还是会接受你的信心的。
But if you can be baptized and you choose not to be baptized, then there's a verse for you.
所以呢，如果说你今天可以受洗，但是选择却不要受洗的话，这边却有一段经文可以这么说。
No, we need to be obedient to God's commands.
所以我们必须要对神所加给我们的这些要求，我们其实是要去顺服，要去遵守的。
Baptism is important.
我们想说今天受洗领洗是重要的。
And so is communion.
所以我们说领圣餐也是相同一样重要的。
But let's look today at finally why is communion important?
所以我们今天来看最后为什么领圣餐这么的重要呢？
Verse 56, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him.
他说五十六节，他说：“任何喝我吃我肉喝我血的，其实他就是在我里面，我也照样住在他的里面。”
Yo, this is making a very important point.
所以这边其实有一个非常重要的一个重点呢。
Yo, that when we eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ, so when we eat the bread and the wine, what we're doing is that we are actually entering into communion with Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们今天吃肉喝血。其实今天在领圣餐的时候照样这么做，其实我们就是跟耶稣能够连接在一起。
There's something very special about the bread and the communion cup.
所以其实对这个在这个领圣餐里面的这个肉呢，其实是有一个非常特别的一个意义的。
Catholics believe that the bread actually is miraculously turned into the physical bread.Flesh of Jesus.
所以在多就是天主教他们相信说，他们讲说这些肉啊跟这个血，其实之后其实是在某一个很奇妙的状态下，它变了一个变质了。
And the communion cup, the wine in that is actually miraculously turned into the blood of Christ.
他说这杯这个酒啊，从很奇妙的经历了一个变质，变成真正的是耶稣的血。
Now we don't have to accept the Catholic teaching of transubstantiation.
所以其实我们不用相信说今天在基督教在天主教这个教导说他的圣体变质的这样的一个说法。
But nevertheless, there's a reason why Jesus emphasized that we need to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
所以我们看一下说为什么要强调说今天吃他肉喝他血这件事情是重要的。
Belgic Confession, which is one of the most important documents for the Reformed Church, states it this way.
所以在比利时信条对所谓的新教的教会一个非常重要的一个概念，他这么说了。
It says, just as truly as we take and hold the sacrament in our hands and eat and drink it with our mouths, by which our life is then sustained, so truly receive into our souls.For our spiritual life, the true body and true blood of Christ, our only Savior.
所以就像我们今天吃的一样，在我们今天手中前面所吃的或家里面所喝，对我们这边来讲说，我们生命是一个延续。但是更真的实来是说，用我们的生命，用我们的属灵，还有我们的一切，去接受耶稣，他成为我们生命的救主。
Okay, so in other words, then, you know, as we eat physically of the bread and here we have grape juice, as we eat physically of the bread and the juice. Spiritually, we are actually eating of the spiritual body and blood of Jesus.
所以我们就说，我们现在实质上是吃这个面包啊，跟喝这个葡萄汁。但是我们其实在属灵的层面来看，我们是真正真正的接受属灵层面的真正接受耶稣的宝血跟耶稣的肉体。
And so even though, yes, I mean, there's nothing special about, you know, the bread and the juice that we take. But in our belief in Christ, spiritually, our spirits are taking of the spiritual body and blood of Christ.
所以如果我们说我们今天吃这个饼跟喝这个杯，物质上面来说的话，实质上面来说的话，是没有任何的意义的。可是心里如果讲说是在属灵层面的话，我们在属灵上面是接受耶稣的宝血跟耶稣的身体，在属灵层面上面开始的是一个不同的说法。
So you might say, wow, okay, so there's something, you know, special about communion, bread and juice. In that case, we should start distributing it widely, you know, to all those who are terminally ill.
所以如果说你觉得说吃这个饼跟喝这杯对在领圣餐这个是一个很特别的仪式，有特别的意义的话，那一些如果是病入膏肓的那些人，那我们是不是应该给他做同样的事情呢？
You know, whether or not they believe in Jesus doesn't matter, you know, just tell them that, you know, this is special communion bread and wine.Eat it, drink it, and you have eternal life.
所以呢，不要跟他们讲说他们今天到底相不相信，你就跟他讲说，哎，这个圣餐、这个饼跟这个杯是有特别的魔力在里面。你只要吃跟喝了，你就有永生了。
Because actually, it is the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus.
所以说，你今天吃的是耶稣的身体跟喝耶稣的血。
And the terminally ill patient, you know, who believes in Buddha but decides that maybe it's a good idea to, you know, to have a believe in Jesus as well, and say, okay, sure, I'll take it.
所以这些有可能生病很久的人，他有可能相信别的宗教，他今天吃的是好，那我就把它吃了，我喝了吧。
Will that be effective?
那你想说今天他们这么做是有成效看见的吗？
Would it be meaningful?
那是有意义的吗？
If so, you know, maybe we should have a stand out, a store outside. It's like, communion bread and wine gives you eternal life if you eat and drink it.
所以我们有可能在外面可以设一个小摊贩的说，哎，这个是圣餐的酒跟耶稣的身体，那你吃了喝了，你就有永恒的生命了。
No, because actually that also misses another very important point.
但是其实这边其实这样讲的话，还有另外一个错误的一个概念在里面。
And we need to understand what Jesus is saying in the context of a first century Middle East.
但是我们当耶稣在讲这句话的时候，我们要了解在第一世在最初的一世纪的时候，当时中东社会里面到底这个的意境是什么含义？
Okay, this is the last point, and it's actually a very important point.
所以今天这个是最后一点，相信也是它也是非常重要的一点。
So within You know, in today's treaties between nations, then you sign the treaty and often then you celebrate with a banquet.
所以在今年，在现今的社会里面，那如果说国跟国之间今天签了一个条约或是协议的话，这签完之后呢，他们其实用一个宴席的方式来庆祝。
But in the first century Middle East, then the banquet would be the treaty.
所以其实在东社会在一世纪的时候，他们今天讲说这个宴席呢，其实就是这个条约协议的一个制定。
So celebrating the banquet means that you enter into an agreement, you know, with the other nation.
所以如果今天当时的社会里面有所谓的宴席的存在的话，代表你跟彼此的国与国之间有一个协议的同意的产生。
And so that's why it's so important talking about, you know, eating and drinking. Because it's so much more important in the first century than perhaps it is today.
所以为什么我讲说在圣经里面讲说，哎，这吃跟喝对他们来讲很重要，因为在当时的社会里面，这个确实是一个很重要的一个文化的一个背景。
Because when you eat or drink with someone, it means that you form a special relationship with them.
所以今天当时的社会的背景说，当你跟某一个人一起吃跟喝的时候，你跟他建立一个很特别的关系。
However,Whenever there was a banquet, there would be a cutting up of the animal who would be slaughtered for that banquet.
所以当时的环境里面呢，他们有时候如果有宴席的时候，在那个宴席的前面，他们有可能会有把那个当晚要吃的那个动物的肉拿出来屠宰的一个画面。
That would be very significant.
然后那个屠也是非常的重要的。
Because what it represented is that, you know, if any party disobeyed the agreement,That what would happen to that party is the same as what happened to the animal.
所以它其实那个屠宰的画面象征的意义是说，如果有任何一方今天对这个协议所造成做成的东西，做成的同意的概念，有任何一方不遵守的话，那任何不遵守的那一方，他今天就会像下场，就像那个动物一样被屠宰掉。
Now, when we celebrate communion, we are entering into a fellowship agreement.
所以当我们今天在领圣餐的时候，其实我们同时是跟神之间有一起共同的交通跟一个联合。
But there's a problem.
但是这里有一个问题在。
We have already broken our agreement.
但是呢，前提是我们在之前其实就是毁掉了这个协议所制定的一些东西了。
We should be cut up.
所以其实我们应该是被屠宰的那一方。
God sent his son.Be cut up for us.
但是神他差派他的爱子到地上来，为了我们的关系被屠宰掉了。
The bread and the cup that we take represents the punishment that we should have borne. It should have been our body that was cut up, our blood that was shed.
所以其实我们今天吃耶稣的身体，喝耶稣的宝血，其实应该原本应该是我们要自己的肉、自己的血被。像这些屠宰被惩罚了，但是耶稣代替了我们那个被惩罚的位置。
As an American missionary once wrote,
所以有一个美国的宣教士他曾经这么说。
Samuel Zewema.
所以萨姆尔·鲁伊玛他曾经这么讲。
There's no mystery in heaven or earth so great as this.
他说在世界上没有任何很奇妙的事情或是很奥秘的事情，像这件事情这么的真实。
An almighty Savior nailed to a cross.
他说：“这个全能的这个救主，为了我们被钉在十字架上面。”
We should have been the ones who were sacrificed.
所以，其实我们原本应该是这个被牺牲、被奉献出去的。
Instead of Jesus' body that was broken for us, and His blood that was shed for us.
但是，为了因此的缘故，耶稣他的身体、他的宝血为我们舍弃了，为我们流了。可以在十字架上面成就这一切，我们今天才可以得到这个新的生命。
But by eating and drinking of His body and blood, we have eternal life.
所以今天我们吃耶稣的身体，喝耶稣的宝血，我们才有一个永恒的生命。
Amen.
Let's all stand together.
所以我们可以一起站起来。
on the right hand side, then please do.
So, 如果你有时间的话，我们欢迎你们留下来，能够在你的右手边那边有一些茶点为大家准备。
I'll be here at the front, so I'll be very happy to pray for anyone who would like prayer.
所以我会在前面。如果说你希望我能够为你祷告服事的话，也欢迎你能够来前面找我。
But before we leave, let's receive God's blessing.
所以当我们离开之前，我们一起来领受神要给我们的祝福。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主耶稣的恩典。
May the love of God the Father.
愿父神的爱。
May the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
愿我们跟圣灵的交通。
Be with us all.
跟我们今天一起同在。
And may we often meditate upon the death of Jesus Christ.
愿我们常常能够去默想耶稣为我们所在十字架上所受的死。
Whose flesh was cut up for us.
他的身体为我们被割开了。
Whose blood was shed for us.
他的宝血为我们流了。
So that we can enter into the closest of fellowship with him.
所以因此我们才可以进到跟耶稣非常深刻亲密的同在里面。
So his life becomes our life.
耶稣的生命成为我们的生命。
As we take off the bread and a cup each month.
所以当我们每个月一起来喝这杯吃这身体的时候。
Now we receive his life into us.
我们可以一次又一次地接受耶稣的生命重新在我们里面。
We praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们耶稣，我们谢谢你，我们将祷告是奉你的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
上帝祝福大家。